Welcome back to Insights for Health. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about heart health, how to keep it, how to improve it. My name's Dave, and with me is Chatham Kent naturopathic doctor Corey Lapp. And before we discuss aging as a risk factor, I read some interesting heart statistics. The heart is approximately the size of a person's fist. At 75 beats per minute, that would equal 108,000 beats per day. That would equal over 39 million heartbeats per year, circulating 7,200 liters of blood per day.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work for a muscle the size of a fist. So, like we mentioned earlier, many of the risk factors when it comes to cardiovascular disease are manageable and preventable. But as we age, unfortunately, a majority of these risk factors become more common. So a majority of strokes actually occur over the age of 65. There are a few other uncontrollable risk factors that affect our heart health, things like our ethnicity. So those who are of First Nations descent, African, South Asian, they're all at higher risk of having a cardiovascular event. Gender. So men are at a higher risk of having heart attacks or strokes up until a certain age, and then the risk kind of equals out. Having a family history. And aging itself is a risk factor. We require more vigilance in managing our lifestyle to ensure heart health.
And we do have an aging population of boomers. But regardless of age, to maintain our heart health or improve the existing problem of our heart, there are some lifestyle changes we can make today that increase our opportunity for a better quality of life.
Yeah, so when we look at improving not only quality of life, but quality of our heart health as well as we age, we need to look at the diet. So thinking about the diet that we talked about earlier, the DASH diet, which is specifically useful for managing high blood pressure, we need to look at Canada's food guide as well. So making sure that we're having lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, specifically those dark leafy greens. Making sure that the grain products that we're eating are whole wheat, which is going to contain those high levels of fiber, which is going to be helpful for diabetes and cholesterol. Making sure that we're trying to have 2 servings of fresh fish per week, and making sure that we're getting enough water. So water is important, making sure that you're hydrated and satisfying your thirst throughout the day. Again, we want to make sure that we decrease our fat, sugar, and salt, and making sure that we're putting a limit on those high-calorie drinks like pop and juice.
And as we age, exercise is also very important for our heart health. If we can keep our muscles strong, those workouts also help us maintain our bone density, and that especially as we age. Another Chatham Kent statistics is that seniors 85 and older have a higher rate of falls and hospitalization than the Ontario average. Now, with exercise, you're going to say, I'm going to have some aches and pains associated with that. But if you're careful and you start out slow, you'll have some short-term pain, but the long-term benefits are pretty valuable to you.
Yeah, and in addition to exercise and diet, it's also important to make sure that you have a strong social network as you get older. It's important to have that support, not only to help you make these healthy lifestyle changes, but also just so that you don't become isolated. It really helps us to manage our stress levels when we feel like we're well supported. Diet, exercise, sleep, and having a social support, all of those extremely helpful.
And managing your weight is important. It reduces that risk of hypertension, diabetes, and high cholesterol, which are potentially higher risks as we age. So again, diet and exercise being very beneficial.
And when we look at weight as we get older, so a lot of us may know that our metabolic rates actually decrease as we get older. And that's often due to a loss of muscle mass that happens naturally. ways that we can prevent that is, like Dave mentioned earlier, is to think about, you know, being more active and continually to be active as we get older. In addition to that, our bodies aren't processing and absorbing the nutrients as effectively as we get older. So things like B12 become extremely important as we get older.
So Dr. Corey, we've covered a lot of topics today regarding our heart health. So if we take these final few minutes to summarize, especially for those who joined us late, we'll start out with the Chatham-Kent statistics that nearly 25% of all deaths are ischemic heart disease.
And we have higher rates of diabetic-related hospitalizations than the provincial average.
Nearly 60% of Chatham-Kent residents are overweight.
50% of Chatham-Kent residents over the age of 12 are not physically active enough.
And seniors over 85 have higher rates of falls and hospitalization than the provincial average.
And again, when we look at the national statistics, so Canada-wide, there's one heart attack every 7 minutes.
One cardiac arrest every 12 minutes.
And back to the risk factors again. 9 out of every 10 Canadians have at least one of these risk factors that we talked about.
40% of Canadians have high cholesterol.
And 2 out of 5 Canadians have high blood pressure or high to normal blood pressure. But the good news is 8 out of every 10 of these premature heart diseases and stroke events can be prevented.
So all these risk factors, Doctor, regarding heart health seem to have a common theme, and that would be lifestyle, proper diet, enough exercise, reducing our weight, not smoking, reducing alcohol consumption.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we can take all the supplements we want in the world, but if we're not taking care of our lifestyle, they're not going to have the positive effects that we want. So again, to kind of recap, the common theme that we saw when it comes to high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol is fiber, making sure that you're getting enough. If a person has 3 or more of these risk factors, that's considered metabolic syndrome. So even more important to look at your lifestyle. Again, 8 out of 10 of these events are preventable.
So listeners in Chatham-Kent, we have an assignment for you. Being Heart Month, first thing we'd like you to do is go out and measure your blood pressure. Second, go get some blood work done. Determine whether you're at risk of diabetes or cholesterol. Third, begin to exercise. Do something. Perhaps you can get a gym membership, or maybe start to use the membership that you're already paying for and not using. Sort through your supplements. If you're not using them, start to use them. And they're not doing you any help in the container. So, Doctor, if the listeners wanted to contact you, and how would they go about that, and what could they expect?
Yeah, so more information about not only naturopathic medicine, but about the clinic as well, can be found at my website, www.chathamnaturopath.ca. There you can find a lot of information in regards to the first visit, where we'll take a full look at all of your individualized risk factors and see how we can come up with a personalized treatment plan for you. The clinic's open Tuesday to Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4. And you can give the office a call, 519-351-5858. In addition, all the supplements mentioned today can be found at The Healthy Habit.
451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, quality products, everyday low prices since 1992. You can phone the store at 519-436-6260, or you can visit our website at www.thehealthyhabitchatham.com. And our next show will be Saturday, February 21st at 7:30. What's the topic of that day, Doctor?
I think we should talk about stress. We talked about it briefly in regards to our heart health, but there's a lot more to consider when it comes to stress and our well-being.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Corey. And one final thought. We're here to help you help yourself to live healthy, live wise, live strong, to your fullest potential, one step at a time.